Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There was a pretty extraordinary bail hearing today in Florida. George Zimmerman took the stand, and in a moment that drew a rebuke from the prosecutors, he apologized to the family of Trayvon Martin. They were in the courtroom.
I wanted to say I am sorry for the loss of your son. I did not know how old he was. I thought he was a little bit younger than I am, and I did not know if he was armed or not.
George Zimmerman is accused of killing the unarmed teenager in February in that gated community in Sanford, Florida. He's claiming self-defense under Florida's Stand Your Ground law. The judge ruled Zimmerman should be held on $150,000 bail. If the family makes that bail, there will be conditions. And there's still a question as to whether Zimmerman should be allowed to leave the state as he's requested for his own safety. Matthew Petty is with NPR member station WMFE in Sanford, Florida. Boy, Matthew, this went over 2 hours. The Zimmerman family also testified. They were on the phone line because they said they were afraid, as we said, Trayvon Martin's family in the courtroom. Did it feel like a trial?
Yeah, it did in a way. It felt like at least a preface of what the trial will be, but it did in some ways feel like a miniature trial. I mean, first of all, we did hear from the family members of George Zimmerman. As you said, they spoke by phone because they had fears for their safety. They say that they've been receiving some threats and some hate mail. So we heard from George Zimmerman's wife, we heard from his mother and his father, and they all said that they gave evidence of his good character, essentially saying that he was not a violent person, that basically he was a good person, and also saying that if he was to be bonded, that they would help the court ensure that he did show up for his next appearance and his trial.
Yeah. Well, George Zimmerman's mother said he had mentored a teenaged African-American boy. His father, Robert Zimmerman, said that after the shooting, he saw his son's face swollen. But we understand assistant prosecutors pressed the family on incidents where George Zimmerman had been accused of violence by a former girlfriend and a law enforcement officer. So it went on for 2.5 hours. Also, Zimmerman's defense lawyer said state investigators didn't have anything. What did state investigators say?
Yeah, they were put on one of the state investigators, Dale Gilbreth, was put on the stand. He said he wasn't actually prepared to give testimony today, so he seemed a little unprepared in some ways. He was pressed pretty hard about what was in that affidavit of arrest, which it mentioned some evidence from the person who Trayvon Martin was talking to on the phone moments before he was shot and killed. There was some evidence about that. And also about who started the confrontation. And in fact, that very word confrontation, Mark O'Mara, who's the lawyer representing George Zimmerman, really said, asked the prosecutor what evidence he had to even put that word in their confrontation, and essentially asked him if he knew who had started the fight. And later on down the track, in this cross-examination, the investigator, Dale Gilbreth, admitted that he didn't know who started that fight. So I guess a shade of things to come when the trial actually does get underway.
As we said, if George Zimmerman makes bail, he's expected to be in jail today. If he makes bail, he'll have GPS monitoring. He has to contact authorities, can't have contact with Trayvon Martin's family. But the judge said that his lawyer and the state should get together and figure out whether he should be allowed to leave the state for his safety. What's your sense of if that's going to happen?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, it's pretty hard to read what judges will do before they actually make their ruling. But, of course, one thing to note, that the prosecutor, Bernie De La Rionda, had asked for bail to be set at $1 million. And clearly there's a bit of a discrepancy there between the bail that was actually set, $150,000. The family has to come up with about 10% of that, $15,000 as a deposit to bail him out of jail. They did talk, of course, about the idea of GPS monitoring, to make sure that he's not a flight risk. He has surrendered his passport. That was the very first thing that Mark O'Mara did. He brought up the passport and said, well, here it is. I'm giving it up. It expires actually later this year, but here it is so that you know that George Zimmerman isn't a flight risk. And, of course, he spoke at length about how throughout this process, some 50 days since the killing, George Zimmerman has been monitored by authorities, has been in contact with them, and when he was charged, he turned himself in.
Well, on the other hand, we also know that Trayvon Martin's parents walked away after this hearing, seeming upset. the low bail, and you know that he will be released soon. Matthew Petty of NPR member station WMFE in Sanford, Florida. Thanks so much for this really quite a day there in Sanford. Thank you.
You're welcome.